The NBA All-Star Game in Charlotte, a Sunday night showdown between Team Giannis and Team LeBron. Kevin Durant on Team LeBron and throughout this one helping lead the way as the All-Star Game MVP with a team-high 31-point night. Klay Thompson joining KD on Team LeBron, delivering 20 points. And Stephen Curry in his hometown of Charlotte on Team Giannis with a 17-point, 7-assist, 9-rebound night. But Team LeBron mounts a 20-point comeback fueled by the MVP performance from KD and a 178-164 win.
It's all sweet to me. I mean, it's hard to rank. You know, everything's special. But it's cool to be out there with some of the best players that ever played a game and to win an MVP in front of my family and friends is pretty sweet. So I think the NBA is in great hands. You know, so many young players who've made it to this point so early in their careers, and that's pretty rare. You know, you got Ben Simmons in his second year. You got, you know, guys like D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns, the young players who are still early 20s, you know. So the league is in great hands. It's a joy to get to know these guys on another level and also play against them.
Dan's next towards the center.
Dan Feldman, NBC Sports. Being at a different point in your career, in your life, how does this award compare to when you won it in 2012 for you?
I mean, obviously the first time is always sweet, you know, sweeter, I guess. You know, I didn't come in any of these games expecting to do anything. It just kind of happened. And so the first time was cool. And that's how, in 2012, started to feel like I started to hit that elite level. So, you know, it was all that stuff in 1 year was pretty exciting to me. But, as a veteran now, coming back, winning another MVP, is cool to put it to the trophy case.
Front row on your left.
As a kid watching the All-Star, what was your all-time favorite moment?
The game in 2001 in D.C., I can remember my mom and my brother, we riding in the car listening to it on the radio when Stephon Marbury and AI came back from, I guess, 20 points down and won the game. So. I remember that whole weekend, so much excitement around D.C.
Over here.
Katie, what did it mean to you to kind of see Dirk and Dwayne do what they were doing tonight and get those jerseys?
Man, those guys look good to be been in the league for so long and, still playing at a high level. D-Wade, I was telling a couple guys, feel like he can play a few more years. And Dirk to play 21 years in the NBA is, it's just it's ridiculous, so. For them to be honored tonight was cool to be a part of.
All the way back to center?
Katie, you guys kind of, through the first three quarters, it's up and down the court a lot, but how important was it for you to really finish strong and win this thing?
We definitely talked about it before the game, and at halftime we gave up, 88 points maybe, and Coach Malone said the record is 194, and we don't want to get that put on us, so I think guys just buckled down and, wanted to win after a while.
Over here on the left, right side.
Kevin, how are you? Nabate Alves, Bill Runner on Sports. Which one of your teammates did you have, you felt like you had instant chemistry with on the court that you enjoyed playing with?
Every one of them. I think every one of these guys, you can relate to them on a different level. A lot of these guys come from the same background and, the same circumstances. So you relate to them on a different level, and all our skills match with each other. So, you got guys that can play four positions out there. So, you don't mind sitting in a corner waiting for the ball to come to you for a three. So you don't really have to do too much when you're playing with so many great players. You can do what you just best at.
Hey, Kevin, Steve Reed from the Associated Press. What did you think of Giannis' effort tonight? And I wonder if you could just speak to his future in the league, being such a young player.
I mean, he's, he got potential through the roof. I mean, he's still producing at an elite level, and it's scary to see how far he can keep going. His game is still, rounding out the shape. He's still getting better, but he's leading top five, top three MVP candidates right now at 20. How old is he, 23? So, be that young and already at the top of the class as one of the elites in the game, it's a joy to watch his progression.
In the center, last question right in the center. This microphone's right to your
Sandeep Chandak with Yahoo Sports. KD, there was a play where Klay hit a corner three and then kind of looked at Steph, and then Steph got him back with the and one three. Being their teammates, what was your reaction to that?
It was so fun to see. Those guys always, joking around and seeing who can make the most shots, and their chemistry together is second to none. So, we know we're going to be talking about that play, those two plays for the next couple of days. It was It was good to see Steph knock that shot down over Clay, because Clay always talking trash to him. So, you know, those guys, you know, had a lot of fun tonight, and I'm looking forward to having even more fun in the second half of the season.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, Steph, Steve Reed from the Associated Press. Obviously, tonight probably didn't go as well as you wanted to, but could you just kind of put a bow on the weekend and what it's been like this whole weekend?
It's an amazing weekend being back in Charlotte, and pretty much everything I imagined it to be. Having my family, friends, people I grew up with, kind of come out and celebrate how influential and important Charlotte is to me and my entire family. So, obviously, ending up tonight playing in the All-Star game here was very surreal, and one I'll remember for a very long time, despite the missed shots and the loss, for sure.
Next row back.
Steph, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. Can you take us through the play where you hit the three falling down over Clay and what the banner was like afterwards?
From the time he checked in, we were going back and forth. I wanted to guard him every chance I got, and him vice versa. So I feel like any possession I touched the ball with him on me, I was just going to shoot no matter what. And it worked out in my favor that possession. He fell asleep for a hot second. Tried to close out, and I sold the call for sure. So it's nice to see that one. If I was going to make one shot out of the 23 I took, it had to be that one.
Third row on the left side.
Anthony Sider with The Athletic. Steph, how surprised were you on the bounce pass to Giannis that he actually finished it? I mean, just take us through that play.
I bounced it really high, and a lot of time in between, you know, when it hit the ground to him dunking it. Obviously, timing was unreal. His length, you know, finishing it and getting it before it came down. Pretty bang bang play. Just glad we had that connection. I'm not sure anybody else on the floor could have finished that one. So for it to be choreographed like that was pretty nice.
Back row center.
Manolo Rodriguez from Tap Deportes Puerto Rico. You showcase your talent to the whole city that saw you grow up, but you blessed more children when you were here during the All-Star weekend. How do you feel blessing other people that saw you grow up and they now can have that opportunity to be blessed by you?
I mean, it's important because there were resources I had growing up that kind of set me on my way here in Charlotte, and I was fortunate in that sense. And so coming back here, there's definitely an awareness and an opportunity to impact the community, not just this weekend, but, you know, going forward with certain programs that we're going to have at the Kara Hefner Recreation Center. And so I used to have practices over there, and the entire Charlotte-Mecklenburg Recreation Department, in terms of all the different places that they provide for kids to be able to go, not just play sports, but you know, get a better education, invest in themselves. You know, and me and my family thought that was an extremely important opportunity. And again, something that year after year, hopefully we can come back and continue to reinvest.
Jamal right here.
Jamal Murphy, Bill Roden on Sports. How good did it feel to get that dunk at the end?
Yeah, for all y'all that saw me in L.A. A couple months ago, I redeemed myself. So that was the best part of my night for sure.
Front row on your left.
Lauren Jones, LA Sentinel. Can you describe the dynamic between you and Clay, and just to be able to go against him? He pointed to you after knocking down a three in the corner, and just talk about that dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously each other's biggest supporters, but we kind of do it in a fun way. We talk so much trash to each other. Like, there's a couple of sayings we throw out there when each of us is shooting. And we almost like get happy when the other one misses. Like, it's just a weird kind of vibe, but it comes from a good place. And so, I was yelling at him. I'll yell at him when we're playing for the Warriors and we're on the same team. I think it's because we feed off of the competition and, you know, trying to be better than each other at shooting the basketball. So that always kind of be the vibe for sure.
We got Rod on the back left, and then back here for the last question.
Rod Boone with The Athletic, right here, Steph. Just wondering what it's like, somebody who's born and raised here, what it's like to see Kemba Walker just get the love that he got from the people tonight, and just his career here so far in Charlotte.
for me growing up, obviously, with the Hornet organization being here, representing the city, leaving and then coming back, it's a different name, now the Hornets again. Like, there's just a lot of history here from a basketball perspective. And I think I felt it everywhere I went, celebrating, you know, my dad and Muggsy, Lonzo Mourning, Glenn Rice, Larry Johnson, Kendall Gill, all those guys that suited up for the Hornets. You know, Kemba, he's breaking all these records, and it's unbelievable to see how he's, one, established himself as a premier NBA player, but to do it here in Charlotte and get the city behind him and give him something to root for, I think it's truly special and something I respect so much from his standpoint. And hopefully he stays here, you know, for a long time. Who knows how that'll work out, but just the way this weekend all came together with a little, you know, older guys and the new regime with Kemba, kind of all celebrating what it means to be a Hornet. That was pretty special.
Last question in the back right.
Steph, Dustin Pfeiffer, Fox Sports Southeast. Kind of asked my question, but a follow-up. Do you, with those records being broken here by Kemba, do you give your dad a hard time about that a lot with most of his records going down?
No, my brother was making a joke. He said if the All-Star game was here 2 years ago, they could have announced him still as the all-time leading scorer in Hornets history, but since then, Kemba's broken that. So definitely I don't give anybody, you know, flack for playing 16 years, 10 here in Charlotte, the last original Hornet. And now it, still in the organization, obviously as a color commentator for the team and pretty much an ambassador throughout the city and throughout the state. So I've been trying to get him to move out to the Bay, and it speaks to how much of this is home, because it's been a really hard selling point. So this is where home is for him.
Thanks, Steph.
Next year, Chicago will host the 2020 All-Star festivities in Charlotte. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.